is to have the feeling of a jam, or you might call it an open mic.
Okay.
So you guys are up first for the open mic for the next hour. And I know you've been collaborating together, but what would be really cool is to hear each of you separately first. So who wants to go first? And you can kind of, I know Josh, I mean, I know Justin, if
Are you
Josh
going
is
to go
playing,
first?
there's
Yeah.
no way you're not going to be able to
That's true.
do that.
Why
So
don't you start it off?
tell us a little bit about the song. Just introduce yourself. And Josh Hedlund, everyone knows who you are in town and really loves your music. I was just listening to one of your songs before we went live on the air. And man, every time I hear it, I just go, I love this guy's music. So thanks
Thank
for
you.
being here tonight.
Yeah, I'm glad I was able to make it down.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell us about your song that you're going to play first in this new open mic.
I don't really know what to say about this song. I'm not usually very good at this type of thing. I started this song about 3 years ago, and then I finished it in the fall of last year, and it doesn't have a name. And it's probably about all sorts of different stuff, but it's a song.
That's okay. I think you did a good job.
Okay.
We'd love to hear your song.
Right.
trying to find a home in this great big world. Calling out a name, calling out my name, trying to make a place in this great big world.
We do have a studio audience here tonight. Oops. We do have a studio audience here tonight. And Josh, that is a very beautiful song with
Thanks.
No name.
Yeah.
When I hear a song like that, I think, how in the world did you write that? It has this simplicity that just soothes your soul with profound words.
I would have tried to think of something a little more to say about it beforehand, but I honestly didn't even know that I was going to play it until about 10 seconds before I did, so.
It just came out. That's what an open mic's
all
about.
Exactly. I was vibing it.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Again, we're here in the studios of 88.5 KRFY, and we are live and local with local musicians Josh Hedlund and Justin Landis. And they're going to share some of their music with us tonight. So what do we want to do next? This is your show, guys.
Play one, or you want to play another one? What do you think?
You go for it, buddy. Let's go one for one.
All right, one for one it is.
Roger, one for one. As soon as the show's over, I'm going to fix this shock mount.
Okay.
So everybody knows.
Thank you.
It's exciting to me. Oh, I'm still out of tune. That's too bad.
And that's okay. You can tune.
Roger, tuning.
And here he goes.
This song is about respect for the listener. It's not really a song. Sometimes I like to put a delay on it and make it sound like a song, but I don't have any delay tonight, so it's not going to sound like a song.
You mean the tuning?
Uh-huh.
On that Dylan, that old guitar.
I haven't tuned my ear in a long time, it turns out.
Mm-hmm.
So, for the listening audience, you don't know this, but I have, this is Justin, I have a single electric guitar and a little guitar amplifier. And normally I have a lot of little toys, like effects pedals that I play with, that help to mask all these imperfections. So tonight, it's electric, but it might as well be as far as I'm concerned.
It's raw.
It's raw. It's super raw. We're not WWE, but it's Justin and Josh raw. That's for sure. Let's play, I'm going to play Telephone Beautiful, I think. Okay, so.
Can you tell us a little bit about the song?
Absolutely. I was just making sure I was playing the right keys. All right. So this song is called Telephone Beautiful. And it was spawned from a just kind of one of those things that happens between people when everything seems like it's good in a relationship, and then some switch clicks somewhere, and all of a sudden you don't know what's going on, and you don't know why, you don't know what's going on.
It's like a disconnect.
Yeah, and then somebody you were really close with, all of a sudden you're not anymore, and you don't know why. So this song is about one such situation.
Ooh. spent with friends. I am turning myself into something that I can't defend.
Sweet little whistle.
Thanks.
That is a simple, beautiful, thoughtful song. And a lot of people can probably relate to it. I always wonder, I always have to flip back into the songwriting. Where did that come from? You know, except for life experience and little things. But then people take those little things and turn them into beautiful songs. How lucky are you guys?
Very.
Very.
Very. Do you have hundreds of songs you've written? Josh, Jeff, Justin?
I do not have hundreds of songs. I have dozens of songs.
Mm-hmm.
I probably have 100 songs in this book.
Yeah. Wow. It just keeps happening.
He's probably forgotten 100.
I've definitely forgotten 100.
Right. And that song was called Telephone Disconnect?
Telephone Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay. By Justin Landis. Josh, I think it's your turn.
I know. I just have to figure out what to play.
Yep, it's your choice.
Are we doing one together, or am I doing another solo one?
Why don't you do another solo,
okay.
And then another solo, and then we'll talk a little bit about Little Wolf.
Okay. It's a cool thing to talk about.
And the real collaboration begins.
Okay, we are in the studios live at KRFY 88.5, and we have Justin Landis and Josh Hedlund. I was going to say Josh Ritter, but I'd much rather have Josh Hedlund, actually.
Oh, wow.
Seriously.
That's big.
Yep, no, because you're friendly and you're nice.
Josh Ritter is really, really nice.
Oh, I'm sure he's nice. I just don't know him.
You know, I worked for this guy for like 7 years. Doing steel fabrication, and he went and saw Josh Ritter at the festival, and for some reason in his mind he thought it was me, and he went and he was talking to Josh Ritter after the show, and the whole time he thought it was me, and then towards the end of the conversation he goes, yeah, I'm so happy to see you're doing so well, and he's like, the only thing I don't understand is why'd you change your last name? And Josh Ritter was so nice and accommodating, he just kind of went along with it.
Oh, that's cool. What a little inside story about Josh Ritter. Thinking, your friend thinking it was you.
It was my old boss.
Oh, okay. Anyways, here's another song. You can tell us a little bit about it.
Oh, man.
Josh Hedlund.
I don't know why I'm trying to play stuff that I don't really know.
It's fun, that's why.
Yeah. Why not on live radio?
Exactly.
Why not?
This is your jam here. Open mic.
I wrote this one a couple years ago, and it's kind of just about, you know, it's about the changing seasons, and it's about just wanting to have something to hold on to. And I'm forgetting what this song is called, too. You know what this song's called? Oh, yeah, this song is called Where Are You Going? All right, I'm going to give it a try. Hold on a second, I got a tune. This is going to drive me crazy.
That's sorry, I stole your tuner.
That's perfectly fine.
Not cool, man. Not cool.
While Josh is tuning, Justin, are you still playing with Marsha McLean?
Yes.
Is that taking up a lot of your time?
It's getting ready to. It's getting ready to. Yeah, we're working on a new record. Mm-hmm. We just released a single and a video with that, and we're getting ready to track the rest of the record. We're in process, actually. So.
I bet that is so much fun.
It is a blast. Yeah, it's okay. Good times. It's a little crazy with everybody being in Spokane, so.
Oh, I'm sure you're just putting miles on that car.
I do a lot of it here, actually. I do my parts here and send them over. So.
Wow, that's something a little bit different.
It is.
Well, we're ready for Josh Hedlund and his song, Where Are You Going?
All right, I'm going to give it a try.
Stays around. So that you were alone, but it could be our life now. It'll be our life now. It'll be our life now. Come spring, we'll get out of this town, but for now, just settle down, and it'll be our life now.
Beautiful. Where are you going, Josh Hedlund? Why are you laughing?
Oh, it's, I just think I put myself through things that I shouldn't.
Yeah, I love it. It's beautiful. Thank you. Seriously beautiful. Thank you so much.
As usual.
Mm-hmm. Do you have fun writing songs, Josh?
Yeah. When I can.
When do you write songs?
When I can.
Mm-hmm.
I write whenever whatever lets me write songs. I'd write all the time if I could, but you know, it's like I feel like there's only a certain window that you can write in.
Mm-hmm. And is there any certain time of the day? And if you have a job, that kind of changes things, but
you know what's funny is it seems like I always have really good song ideas when I'm just about having to go do something else. But yeah, I guess it just depends on the kind of song. Maybe I write the dark ones late at night and the
happy
ones in the morning, or maybe it's the other way around. I'm not really sure.
Mm-hmm. Just like to write songs.
If I could figure out the science of it all, I'm pretty sure that I could make a lot of money selling the formula.
The formula.
Yeah.
In Tennessee, to one of those song factories.
Yeah.
They hire people to go in little rooms and collaborate on songs.
Exactly.
Lots of people, I bet.
Yeah, I would buy it if it was out there. I would buy it if it existed.
So just in case our listeners are wondering, this is 88.5 KRFY, and you are listening to Live and Local with guests in the studio, live and local musicians, and they're playing live music. Kind of an open jam. You know, open mic is really a time to play some of those things, like you said, that you maybe hadn't played for a while and wanted to go out on a limb a little bit and try something new.
Didn't you say you were going to podcast this, though?
Yes. So it will be on krfy.org in the next couple of days, in case you want to re-listen to your musical offerings.
And I'll probably be okay.
Yeah.
I'll listen to yours. I'll just skip through mine.
Oh, come on.
It's all so beautiful, and it's so nice to have you here. Justin, your turn.
All right, I'm up.
You're up. And then we'll do a little collaboration here together.
Cool. I kind of want to play an old one, but I'm going to play an old one. I don't know if I'll remember it. I think I'll remember it. Oh, that's loud.
Name, background.
Yes, good. Thank you. My name is Justin. Just kidding.
Your name?
This song is called...
How'd you come up with that?
It just came to me.
Bunch of M's.
That's the new name, yeah. Lots of M's. I can't remember. I bet I'll remember it by the end.
Okay.
Yeah. And, it's...
Old song, new song?
Old song, real old song.
Okay.
Another one of those... interestingly, not planned, but another one of those, what just happened songs in the relationship. So it's exciting. It's a good theme.
It's the 99% theme.
Yeah. I want to be in the 1%. I just want to go on the ride. Right.
Buy that lottery ticket.
I was meaning the 1% that doesn't have heartache.
Oh.
But I don't really want that either. Okay. Here goes the song. I'm a
three-wheel wagon, and I know exactly what that means. Three little words to get what I want, and I still want to tell you my starving eyes are bright as black, and no form of girl could ever take me back. I know the way to make evil seem right. I don't know why you never call me at night. Make you my lover, and you'll never know. Under soft white cover, cold, crisp, silent snow.
I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
No, you haven't.
There's
another verse to that song, too, that escaped me.
We could have a call-in, and we could have it name that tune.
We could. It would be a... We could have the crickets call in.
That was another beautiful song.
Thanks.
It's interesting that guitar has lots of different sounds to it, doesn't it?
It does. It's pretty fun.
You're having fun with that Dylan, that old thing.
Yes.
So there's a collaboration going on. You play in lots of different, what do we call it, projects, music projects nowadays.
Yeah, really, really just Marshall and Little Wolf these days. I mean, still going with Cedar and Boyer for sure, but between, Jen with Mama Doll, it's been a little slower. So it's been fun to focus in on two projects.
Okay.
It's been really cool, yeah.
So your Marshall McLean is a project.
Marshall McLean band is one, yeah.
And so Cedar and Boyer, Cedar and Boyer, it's kind of on the side.
Yeah.
Now it's taken a, because Jen is involved in Mama Dolls.
Correct.
And you've joined forces with Josh.
Josh Hedlund.
Josh Hedlund sitting right here in the studios of KRFY. And the name of your collaboration or your music project is Little Wolf.
Yeah, correct. This is kind of it. Yeah.
This is the launch of Little Wolf. So you must have been playing together a little bit. So you've got some songs you can share with us.
We do.
Okay.
We have been. Yeah.
Yeah. For quite a while.
So keep talking. Tell us about what, how, why, when, and where. And then let's hear some tunes together.
You do how, I'll do why, you do when, I do where. Go.
Trying to think of what I mean. The first time I met Justin was in a parking lot. I was skateboarding and he pulled up in his little, I think it was like a Honda Civic wagon.
That's exactly
what I remember thinking to myself, that guy looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then skip forward like probably 5 years, and then he came to me and said that he liked my music and that he'd like to play some stuff together. No, we did a benefit show once before that, and then skip forward a few years, okay. Then you come to me and you say you want to play some tunes together.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a few more years, we actually do start playing the music together. And I think we're both kind of like, wow, this works.
Mm-hmm.
This is fun. We're having fun doing this. And then we went on a tour like, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
We did a tour with Holly McGarry and Aaron Branigan. We did like a family RV tour, like went off, down the coast with the kids, with Jen and Justin's kids and Jen and Justin, myself and Aaron and
was
Holly.
That fun?
It was one of the best times I've ever had. And,
yeah, me too.
And I think ever since then, we just have both, been focused on the fact that we wanted to play music with each other.
Yeah.
Okay, was that how?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That's kind of a little bit of
when. You did
moving
when
into when.
Ooh, ouch, sorry.
And the time.
You did some of where. Here's the one where he missed.
Okay.
Okay.
This where was when Coldwater Creek used to be at the bridge. on the Cedar Street Bridge, and you were working there, I think in the cafe, maybe.
I did, a little bit.
And I don't know if I knew you or not, but I remember we had a conversation because you didn't look like the other people I had met in Sandpoint. And I was excited about that. Similar, I mean, you saw me, you saw how cool I was, obviously,
yeah, clearly,
with the Civic Wagon.
Yes, yeah.
And I saw how cool you were by the mm-hmm. way you were dressing and carrying yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so somehow we had a conversation because from that, I got your email, which was sexyswingerj@hotmail.com.
Oh, man, thank you for that.
Which I still have in my contacts and I have refused to delete so far because I...
Thank you so much.
Now we know.
Yeah, it was a time and a place.
The email account doesn't exist anymore. It was a time and a place. Don't even try, ladies. Don't even try.
It was a time and a place. So there was that one. And the why, I believe, is fully self-evident. When you hear Josh's songs, there is no further explanation needed as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, there's no question.
It's spectacular music, and I'm very thankful to be able to hopefully add something to it from time to time. So,
agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
It's the most fun I've ever had playing music. Let's just put it that way.
Well, that's amazing. Have fun. Let's hear a song.
Should we do Thick Language?
Yes, we should.
Okay, here's one of those songs that was written probably... It was either late at night or early in the morning. I don't know. But it's on the darker side of the spectrum.
Still they sing. another went down there and drowned in the drink.
Was that the premiere performance of Little Wolf?
See how the recording sounds. Yeah.
For all the thousands of people that are listening right now?
Yeah.
Wow, that was great, you guys. Very, very nice.
Thank you.
Where are you going to start playing? When and where? What's the plan?
Well, hopefully everywhere ASAP. Okay.
Everywhere soon.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have a booking agent?
We're working on that.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You could definitely take this out and just share it.
It's like step one, write the song. Step two,
we're not sure
find
yet.
Find a name. Step three, and we're not sure what step three is. So,
but step four is worldwide major success.
So just keep playing. That's all you have to do. It will happen. Of course, there's always that CD that will come up in the future, but nice harmonies, tasteful additions there, Justin, thanks, to Josh's beautiful song. What was the name of that song again?
That song is called Thick Language.
Thick Language.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
So this is your time to shine. What else do you want to do?
Cool. I'm into shining.
Okay.
Yeah, what do you want to do?
This is Little Wolf.
I feel like doing like Grin, or we could do Horizon.
We want to do something we haven't really done yet.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I mean, together that we haven't done. Just kidding. I'm not going to put you on the spot like that.
I'm into the no-net thing. Yeah, we could do one of the newer ones.
That's what this is all about. Hearing what you want to do.
I don't know, man. What do you think?
While they're deciding, this is 88.5 KRFY.
Nothing but time.
Live and local with Justin Landis and Josh Hedlund.
Mm-hmm. We came prepared, as you can tell.
Mm-hmm.
We had a list at home.
It's supposed to be this vibe, right? It's supposed to be like kind of hanging out, having fun, talking. Yeah. And
that's exactly
open
right.
Open miking and letting all the listeners know how great our sense of humor is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Showcasing, you know, how funny we are and like
hilarious.
There's more to us than than our
good looks
and our music.
I mean, there's a little more.
We are ready.
Yeah, there's a little more. Something more than the holidays.
Yes.
How much have you been practicing together or playing together since you decided to be Little Wolf and make it formal?
We haven't practiced once, and we've played 3 shows together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's a start.
But really, I mean,
played
like
lots of shows.
But yeah, like since the whole Little Wolf thing came along, it was the reader benefit at the Panda. Then it was the Shook's Thanksgiving show.
Okay.
And then we played at McDuff's Beer Hall the day after Christmas. And that was fun.
It was fun. But we haven't really billed Little Wolf yet.
We're still
trading on the name of Josh Hedlund.
Yeah, totally.
Okay.
So,
well, here you go.
We'll have to stand on our own.
This song is called Something More Than Holidays, and this is a super old one. I wrote this one probably close to a decade ago.
Mm-hmm. said that you don't have my number memorized no more. And if you did, you wouldn't know what to use it for. And I said, wait, and remember the days. This always seems to be the part where I start choking on my words, but it's something more than the holidays of the passing months of these songs I play. So I say, please remember this face. So I raise my glass to you tonight and these people that we've been known to, the loss and to the gain, to this beginning meets the end. And my father tells me once you reach the latter part of life, it all seems brief and meaning takes a different shape before your eyes. So I say, wait, remember the days. So my true love is broken up because I have to medicate, and now her fingers are down my throat and I still don't want to concentrate, and she cries out, please stay with me. But I'm still trying to find a solution or conclusion or exact change, and it's something more than fast results. It's not advertised, it's saving grace. But my belly aches and my blood feels thick, and I think there's something more to this now that my glass is empty and my wallet's thin, and I need you more when I get like this. And so I sleep beside your ghost. To you tonight and these people that we've been known to, the loss and to the gain, till this beginning meets the end. And my father tells me once you reach the latter part of life, it all seems brief and meaning takes a whole new shape before your eyes. So I say, wait, for heaven's sake, remember the days.
I absolutely love that song.
Thank you.
That was great. He must have a lot of fun. I mean, it was, I don't know what, that makes me feel really happy. Is that how it makes you feel, Justin?
It does, actually. Uh-huh. Especially when I play bass. I don't think I've ever played that on guitar.
I don't think so either. It sounded really good, though.
It was a little bit of a, you know, it's fun. I love the tightrope thing. So it's fun. I like that adrenaline of like, oh, what do we play? Mm-hmm. It's great.
And that's what you can do here.
What we're doing, and it's great. And I hope it's enjoyable to listen to, too, but it's really fun to do.
Yeah, so we definitely have fun. I'm always grinning when we're playing music. Even if we're playing sad stuff, I still have a big smile on my face when we play together. It's the most, like I said, it's the most fun I've ever had playing music.
Because sadness is fun, too, you know?
I mean, you could think of it as sad, but for some reason, it just, that I don't know. That was great.
Thank you
guys. We have time for one more song and a little bit more chatting if you want to. Of course, we'd rather hear some music, but I do like to hear about the fact that Little Wolf is up and coming, and your new project. And Josh, it must be a lot of fun to find a partner in music here.
Yeah, it's the best.
Mm-hmm. Those harmonies come in, you just must love it.
It is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
It really means a lot to me.
And Justin, I know that you have this thing about finding harmonies. You just, I bet even if you're not supposed to, you're gonna, because it lives in you in such a profound way.
Yeah, it's always been fun for me, even, yeah, as a kid, singing along. And, yeah.
I mean, you have a beautiful lead voice, too.
Thanks.
So before we started the show, I was listening to that song, Ready to Let Go.
Oh, yeah. I almost played that.
I just was like, this is a great song. And I'd like to hear another song. We'd like to hear another song with Little Wolf together. Cool. And then we're going to go out with that song, if you're okay with that.
Cool.
And we'll just, you know,
sweet,
say okay. Goodbye and then go out.
We just have to figure out real quick what we're going to.
Okay.
I have on the song list, Let's Plant Carrots, Let's Grow Carrots. What's that song?
Oh, Time and Space?
Yeah, do you want to do that?
Sure. I haven't played that one in a really long time.
And while we're getting ready and Josh is looking for that in his big songbook, this is 88.5 KRFY. You're listening to Live and Local. I'm Susie Prez, your host. We'll be here every Tuesday evening at 7 with live musicians, real live people in the studio of KRFY, kind of like a jam, kind of like an open mic. And we're just really happy to have Justin Landis and Josh Hedlund here right now in their new collaboration, Little Wolf.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and thanks for having us.
First yeah, thanks show for of the having year. Us. We're
excited. Yeah. Anytime. Yeah, we'll just cool. keep rotating Thanks. The great local musicians through the studio.
Sweet.
How's that sound?
I don't have the lyrics for this here, but we're gonna try. We're gonna wing
wing
it.
Wing the words. Yeah.
Okay. Why not?
Good. Yeah.
Try and document their lives. They need proof of what's uncertain. They need answers on a scale. Well, I need whiskey from a bottle, but which is better? Who's to tell them both? Dying as our day goes by, living as our time slips by. Live 10 blocks from Broadway, where the sidewalk folk keep post. I guess they lost their touch with family, but who's to say what hurts the most? Is it always living in between? Is it the way that dreams turn in the streets? Well, I worked hard for this dollar, but I'm just as well without. And there is no need for shame. Lord, don't you know that we're all the same? So let's drink together, let's drink whiskey, let's drink water, let's drink wine. And if it gets me into heaven, I'll even take the blood of Christ. Let's grow children, let's grow carrots. Hell, man, ain't it all the same? Who built the fences? Who wrote the Bible? Someone floating in outer space? Well, let's not be a failed design. We can float forever in an endless sky. We're all kids till the day that we die, the children of our different times.
A short and beautiful song. I thought you were going to go on for a little bit.
That was it.
All right.
It was the first. It was one of the first topical songs I ever wrote. It surprised me when it happened.
Just popped out?
I lived across the street from the Church of the Scientists for Christ in San Diego, and every day I saw them out there taking, like, glamour shots. All day, every day, they would be out there with a professional photographer taking photos, and I always wondered what they were doing. And so I sat down, and that was what the song started out about.
There's always something, isn't it, that kind of sparks it. Some people say that they'll just find a melody. Mm-hmm. And then what does that melody tell you? Where are you going to go with that thought, that kind of melodic thought first? And then, but with you, Josh, it's kind of poetic. A lot of your, it's rambling a little, you know, it rambles on like a story in a way. I don't know. There's probably technical words for that, ballad style.
I kind of see it like, I mean, make what you want of my songs. They're about whatever you want them to be about, whatever it's saying to you. That's, you know, that's fine with me. I don't want to destroy the mystery, but, it's kind of like, I don't know, the way I see it, or when I step back and look at the songs that I'm writing, I kind of see it as like, or most of them anyways, is like kind of like a like a collage of words or a collage of feelings or experiences, you know, all sorts of different stuff just kind of interjected into one song.
A lot of it's your phrasing and of course your guitar style, but how you're phrasing it really gives a feeling. I don't want to analyze it either too much because it's way too cool to analyze.
Thank you. I really appreciate you saying that. That's really nice.
Yeah. I mean, I just love it. And Justin, you've written a lot of songs too. As you say, dozens. Yeah. We still have a few minutes. We're going to go out tonight with a Cedar and Boyer song, really Justin Landis song, called Ready to Let Go. I just love that song. It's so beautiful. But we're going to hear it pre-recorded. And then right after that, the local show will come on. And the first song you're going to hear on the local show is Holly McGarry, Let the Light In.
Very cool.
Isn't that a beautiful song? We could just talk a minute about Holly. Yay, Holly. And then after that, we're going to hear Marshall McLean Band, Real Thin Line.
Cool.
How's that sound?
Sounds great. Isn't Holly in Venice or something?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you're right. They went to France and then Venice. But you have been listening to the live and local show. Brand new show. You guys launched it for us. And next week, we'll be right back here on Tuesday night at 7. You can check our website, krfy.org, or our Facebook site to find out who my guests will be, my mystery guests. Usually two different sort of groups that will come together, play their music just like you did tonight, and then play together and see what happens. You guys did awesome, beautiful. I can't wait to go out somewhere and hear you. So keep us informed. You know, if you're going to play somewhere, come back. We'll do a little interview.
Awesome.
We are ready to go. This is Cedar and Boyer, Ready to Let Go is the name of the song. And we are really glad you've tuned in. Tune in again next week, Tuesday night at 7 for the live and local show. And stay tuned for the local show with Jack. He's here live in the studio coming up. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, Justin and Josh for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you.
I have never met a person quite like you. Like a tree, your branches grow as they do.